Where did you come up with the idea of doing four separate seasonal EPs?
Well, I like to think of it actually as four movements in one continuous, you know, body of work, which is All Is Not Lost, as a what will end up being a 11 or 12 track album by the end of the year. The purpose of the album as a whole is really a reexamination of myself and the past, you know, 5, 6, 7, or 8 years of my life in the songs I wrote. A lot of what I'm recording now and releasing are really old songs that I wrote, you know, in college or when I was on a deployment or, you know, at other pivotal moments of my life. And now I'm really just trying to make sense of it all. You know, this life has been a whirlwind, and I think to really break it down and make sense of it all, I have to, you know, it's a journey, and it's not something that I think can be boiled down to one album, you know, or one collection of songs. I want to give a sense of time and, you know, sort of a time passing, and immensity to this process. And I think releasing the album in four separate parts in four different seasons, it's almost kind of a manifestation of the incredible undertaking that the fruition of this album and this body of songs really is.
What are some of the bands and musicians that inspire you, and why do they inspire you?
I've always been a huge fan of the songwriters. You know, Bob Dylan, obviously, Simon and Garfunkel, Jackson C. Frank, and a lot of the really old country music that my mom put me onto when I was a kid. You know, Cash and George Jones and Hank Williams. And, you know, more contemporary artists include, you know, Sufjan Stevens, Christian Madsen, Tallest Man on Earth, and Gregory Alan Isakov, actually. And a lot of these songs I wrote actually started out as really simple folk or country songs. And I think if you listen to the lyrics, you can still really tell I'm telling stories before anything else. As I got older, I discovered, you know, Brian Eno and Explosions in the Sky, and I wanted to do something just a little larger than the one-man acoustic guitar show, and I wanted to incorporate some experimental or electronic elements, and I wanted to, you know, really forge new paths for myself musically. So I started to repurpose these songs, and you know, using these new influences as well. And so when you listen to it, you're really hearing a really kind of strange blend of influences that I think is really evident if you listen closely.
In your bio, you said that you sang backup for Bobby McFerrin. Is that a true story?
I did sing backup for Bobby McFerrin. It was 8 years ago now. He came to my college to perform, and you know, I was in a experimental jazz ensemble, and he wanted to do a appropriation of a French motet from the 13th century with us as his accompaniment. So that happened, and it was great, and he's an incredible performer and person. It was definitely a highlight. We were told to not mention "Don't Worry, Be Happy" before he arrived, because there was a chance that he would, you know, end up refusing to perform with us if we mentioned it. But yeah, I was really fortunate to, you know, have a few opportunities like that when I was in college. And then I drank and did some drugs and ended up dropping out.
If you were to give your music a genre, what would it be?
Well, this used to be such an easy question to answer, and I would say I am a folk musician. And since, you know, I'm about as underground as it gets, I could say that I'm indie folk. But that's evolved so much, and so I've kind of been calling it post folk lately. That's really, you know, what happened in a literal sense of the word. I started off doing more traditional style folk music and just kind of naturally progressed, or, you know, went down a rabbit hole of weird things. I also, you know, have some electronic synth pop almost influences. So there's an element of that in it as well.
My favorite track on the EP was Reckless. Do you have a certain favorite one, or how do you equate the songs?
Yeah, Reckless, the song I wrote about my sister 5 years ago. All of the songs, especially that one, are, you know, repurposed from earlier times in my life. And in the case of Reckless, I used to call it Reckless Road. It was the more traditional folk EP that I released a couple of years ago. I think it's on the internet somewhere still. But, you know, all three of these songs on this this first movement really have kind of a deep connection to me, and they're all from very specific times in my life. It's really hard to pick just one. You know, Reckless was about being on the opposite side of the world from my sister when she was going through a rough time. It was, you know, kind of just my way of trying to comfort her, you know, through that distance and saying, hey, I'm here for you in some ways, you know. The Benediction, which is ironically the opening song, it was a closing of one chapter and an opening of another for me. And Terrible Tides is basically just about being homesick. It's hard to pick just one. I think Reckless is a lot of fun, because it's night and day from how I wrote it, you know, being a Bob Dylan style finger picking song into the more, you know, dance music inspired song that it is now.
If you had a piece of advice for anyone about anything, what would it be?
Take every opportunity that comes your way. Don't get attached to people, or don't get attached to your money or your things or your, you know, your Facebook statuses or your goddamn iPhones. There's an entire planet out there waiting to be experienced by you, and waiting to dig into the fabric of your soul and challenge and change everything about you. And to not take advantage of, you know, every possible opportunity to break away from a normal life is to, you know, sell yourself short. For lack of a less cliche term.